Triple M Rocks, Limestone Coast local sport. Thanks to Harvey Norman Mount Gambier.
On 963 Triple M, we are talking sport from across the nation. Barney and Milo are in the studio. KG is on the line. Ken, good morning.
Good morning, Ewan. Good morning, Barney and Milo. On this cool, cool morning.
Well, I tell you what, Ken, I think it's going to be not a minor but a major miracle for the Crows to worry September after the last couple of weeks. I mean, the injuries, just everything about it. I think we should just relax, enjoy the season, see how they go, not get too fussed.
Well, it's been one of those seasons from hell, Barney and Milo. Like, it's every week. It's not just this week or last week. It's been every week of the season. And what's caused it? Who knows? Obviously, a bit of bad luck. Is it bad at times? Bad management? Who knows? But they've certainly been smashed like you wouldn't believe. The Crows and going to Perth on Sunday to play Freo. They're coming off a hiding, and this becomes a huge game now for September. Well, every game's huge from here, but they've got to get back on track, as do Port Adelaide. So a very interesting round, guys.
Yeah, spot on. Crows got six teams above them in the final 10 games. Yep. Big ask. Now the Power, I reckon if they can knock off Richmond tonight and they're in with a chance at home,
yep,
they've only got three above them, and the showdown might be the one that seals it for them.
Well, it could be, Milo, there's no doubt about that. And no Dusty Martin, that's a huge plus for Port Adelaide. He's certainly the key to Richmond. So look, at home, they're always a significant chance, but they've just got to put four quarters together, Port Adelaide, and they're just not doing it at the moment. And, you know, injuries to Ryder or sore spots to Ryder worries me. Again, he's such an important player. So for both Port Adelaide and the Crows, a very, very big weekend, boys, absolutely.
Now, quarter time and three-quarter time, the Richmond coach will have to walk through the Port Power crowd. Are they going to have tape over the mouths? Are they going to be counselled? Will they be wearing headsets? I mean, how are we going to stop? Because he is a little precious, old Damo.
Well, he was last time. There's no doubt about that, Damien Hardwick. But the crowd's got a button their lip and just watch the game and don't make any remarks to the coaches. But Damien was a little bit precious last time, as a couple of the coaches have been. So let's hope we don't see any nonsense tonight. Just hope we see a terrific game of football, because it'll be hot early, I can tell you. Very hot.
Now, our cricket team's in England and the sledging, yep, guidelines will be set. Now, you've got to love your old mate Ian Chappell. He hasn't mellowed. He reckons James Sutherland should have went years ago.
Well, that's an interesting point. It's interesting. Like, you don't want to see anybody lose their job, but there's been that pay dispute last year, which didn't help his cause. I don't think he handled that at all well. And, of course, the ball tampering. He didn't hand that as well as he should have either. And I think after 17 years, probably Chappell's got it right again, that it probably is time with a new coach now and all this sort of business to sort of turn over a new page in the Australian cricket team's demeanour and performances on the ground. I think he's probably right, boys, to be quite frank.
Have you any idea of who you'd like to run cricket in Australia?
Well, that's a very interesting point. There's a lot of nominations and names being thrown about, Barney. The young lady from WA, in conjunction with Justin Langer, did a terrific job to get WA back. Now, I just can't think of the name. Christina, her first name, isn't it? Whether that lady gets the nod, I don't know, but she's done a terrific job with Western Australia. And it's not sort of ironic that Justin Langer is our new coach. So that might be a big sway for her.
Now, KG, just showing you touch a lot of names and people over the years. Big cheerio, yep, from ex-boxer and current coach for an Australian champ down here, Bobby Trigg. Now, his coach, Colin Cassidy, he's in his 60s now. You did his first interview many years ago, so people just don't forget, KG.
No, they don't. They don't forget, and it's people that like that that you remember, and you've got to pay full marks. No doubt about that, Milo, that's for sure.